Welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. This interview was recorded at the Train facilities in Minnesota as the company celebrated 100 years. We sat down with Matt Gates, who had a lot to say about buildings and energy management. We will see you on the other side. All right, we're here at the Train facilities, and we're going to sit down with Matt Gates, VP of Energy Management Service and Solutions for Train. Thanks for taking a few minutes out here, Matt.
Thank you.
Obviously, building energy management is a big topic. What are a few of the trends that you see in this sector that would interest our contractor listeners?
A couple of things. One is the ability to gather more data from building automation systems as well as meters themselves directly, and be able to then use analytics and other fault detection opportunities to be able to uncover problems with an energy spend. The second piece of it seems to be the strength of dashboards and reports and the visualization of that building energy management system data. And so we see a lot of those two trends as kind of the bigger pieces of what is happening in the industry.
How does the economy influence energy retrofits? Obviously, there's not as much money. Maybe people are a little less likely to invest.
Yeah, I think in North America specifically, I would say that the kind of slow growth or recovery of the U.S. economy especially has caused a lot of companies to be relatively conservative in their spends and looking for any opportunity to cut costs and be able to be more competitive in the market. Kind of gone are the days of double-digit hyper-growth and those types of things where you can kind of make up for some cost problems. So I think it's definitely had an effect in the area of energy. Number one, the cost of energy is going up. But number two, folks trying to be more competitive and to do more with less has really driven the energy efficiency market in North America.
And what type of payback are building owners looking for in order to pull the triggers in terms of time?
Our experiences have been in the private sector that traditionally an energy efficiency project that can show a simple payback of 24 to 36 months is about the norm. Some companies want it faster, and that's really what they look at as their return on investment and some of their internal hurdle rates. When we work in the public sector, and somewhat because of some of the enabling legislation around performance contracting, the average is probably more 8 to 12, but there are certain states that allow for 15, so you know they can go up to 15 years as far as the term of the performance contract.
Obviously, in addition to the financial benefits, a lot of people are doing this to become green or for the good of the earth or to get some good public relations. Do you guys find that more in the public than the private sector?
I think it covers both sectors. In the public sector, we do see some of that community outreach and the ability to not only use tax dollars wisely to improve a school system or a city or municipality, but to also be able to demonstrate some of the sustainability and some of the energy efficiency needs that they are doing either via kiosk or dashboards or websites even for the students, the parents, even the community. In the private sector, we also see that a lot of corporations are driving sustainability goals and energy efficiency goals inside of their corporation. But in general, too, the consumer side demands those types of improvements in the products and services that they buy and are conscious of that. So I think both sides really are involved with the sustainability or the green side of energy efficiency.
What are the biggest concerns from business owners in this area?
I think in the area of energy efficiency, there are challenges around how to fund projects. There are some good reasons to do certain types of infrastructure changes or deep retrofit style work, and finding the financial ways to do that is sometimes a challenge. So I think that that would be probably one of the harder pieces of it is, how to make sure that it fits within the return on investment that they're looking for and that the credit terms and whatnot are going to fit for them to do those improvements.
Does Trane have anything new and exciting to kind of address maybe some of these concerns that the building owners have?
So we are engaged with several different options. There are different kinds of incentives and utility rebates available that we search for our customers when we're doing project development. There are other types of grants and funds, PACE bonds and other types of things in different states that are catching on. The on-bill refinancing or on-bill financing that certain utilities will do to help a customer basically get zero interest money by allowing them to take some portion of that energy efficiency project and put it onto their utility bill each month. Those types of things are important. And then in the more traditional side of it, we do work with different financial institutions and keep abreast of what are the changes and opportunities within the market so that we can let the customer know what those are so that as they go out and try to source financing, they can hopefully take advantage of those opportunities.
And finally, before we let you out of here, obviously I'm here at the Trane facility in Minnesota because you guys are celebrating 100 years. Just talk a little bit of what it's like to work for a company that has that kind of history and in the HVAC market.
Yeah, it's exciting, and I think you gain some perspective or a piece of history that a couple of gentlemen in La Crosse, Wisconsin, a relatively small town, basically were so innovative that they created air conditioning as we might know it today. And I think it gives you some responsibility, but also some pride that you're part of that company and part of the way we move forward in the future, our next 100 years.
Right. All right. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time, Matt, and good luck on the next 100.
Thank you, Kyle.
A big thanks to Matt and everyone at Trane for hosting a great event. The cake was very tasty. Hope everyone out there enjoyed the conversation. For more podcasts, please check us out on iTunes or, as always, achrnews.com. Good times, everybody.